Well, really, this goes along with the same thing. I was just thinking, you could really have a clear glass room with visit tint transition windows on it and a projector that projects an image of somebody at another station with a FaceTime camera and project it through the camera into the computer and then out the projector so that you get a whole body image on both sides inside some glass windows that, you know, when you leave, it turns clear again. So do you understand what that means? That a projector can still project an image that goes through a computer that's reassembled and sent out a projector, and that the wall or the visitant transition lens becomes your screen. So we're looking at computing and interface in two different ways. Take, for instance, the glove that can be used instead of a mouse that has sensors that a computer can... It could mimic your hand movements onto a page, like drawing, or like making movements to make a command. I would suggest, though, like all things, I just ran through some commands in my mind and out loud, that if you're going to use like Siri or anything, I would use commands like elephant, 3, 4, bird. Things that you won't say ever are command 1, alert, run, that you don't say in sequence so that you don't accidentally or on purpose turn on, you know, a dish disposal or something in your, you know, online or inline house or living arrangement. So you really want to think about these computing things and these new interfaces and things that can project. So I'm looking at projectors now and these transition windows that can turn into screens with cameras mounted facing you. So you could have like a FaceTime booth where you could walk into a clear room and it transitions. So a full body image of somebody that you know is on a call with you, you can see projected by a projector onto the screen. So keep in mind that we're moving into a whole different realm of potentials, but you fucked it up, bitches.